8 minutes to 5 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. You're tuned to the voice of Bolito Radio, Life and Style, coming to you live from the Lifestyle Center on 88 FM and streaming worldwide via our apps on the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store. You can pick up our app anywhere you like, and then you take us with us because we are portable. Now, the Bolito Pro, which is an institution in this part of the world, an annual wonderful get-together, the celebration of sea and surf and all good things. This year brought to you proudly by O'Neill, because everything is blue and green and beautiful. And I thought it would be a good idea for us to chat a little bit about, you heard Stevie giving us a wrap-up of the day's activities down on the beach. And now with me in the studio, Paul Canning. He's the brand manager for O'Neill. And hey, nice to have you on the afternoon show.
No, awesome to be here. Thank you very much.
So here we are, the wonderful event that is the Bolito Pro is now presented by O'Neill. What a wonderful marriage.
Yeah, it's just incredible. We're so grateful to the Kwarakuza Municipality for bringing us on board as presenting sponsor. It's an incredible relationship. And
It's a very symbiotic relationship because you have so much in common with regard to your product range. Obviously, it's a surf product range and it's very trendy. And it's in terms of the North Coast lifestyle, it's absolutely integral. But also, it's a prestigious event and yours is a prestigious surf brand. So, I mean, it's a marriage made in heaven.
Yeah, no, it's excellent. And, the Kwarakuza Municipality, such a forward-thinking municipality. And it's just incredible to see, some of the very few beaches that are still blue flag beaches. And, that's where Konke Kulu Shlazik has originally came from, the blue flag beaches. And then all our product that we make, if it's got a certain level of sustainability to it, it's called an O'Neill Blue product. So, everything is blue and beautiful Bolito here in the middle of winter, blue skies, blue ocean, and it's just amazing.
And it's wonderful that you've now opened an O'Neill store at the Lifestyle Center. We're neighbors. We're literally over the passage from each other. What inspired that?
Yeah, it's just, I think it's one of the, definitely Bolito is one of the Sidor towns in South Africa that's seen incredible growth. And the waves out here are just unbelievable, especially through the winter months, April, May, June, when the land breezes blow, there's a big surfing community. And then we tied in with the event, it was just the natural thing to do to open up a concept store here.
Oh yeah.
And it's going really well, and we're really enjoying being in the center.
You've got a number of O'Neill riders, surf riders, a number of brand ambassadors in the contest. Well, they have been in the contest. They've mostly fallen off the waves, except for, I think, Sarah Baum is still one of your riders that is in with a chance. How did that marriage come about? I mean, talking about the riders, the surfers, and the brand.
Yeah, we always look for surfers that, have a good connection to the brand. And, we got some great surfers out here. Unfortunately, Geordie Smith didn't make it here this year. He was still competing in Brazil and then flew straight to Jeffreys Bay for the event there. But we've got Kaloi Andino, we've got Sheehan Crawford from Hawaii, Kalani Ball from Australia, and some of the local guys, Luke Thompson, Sarah Baum. Yeah, unfortunately, some of the guys haven't gone that well this year. Luke had a very tough heat yesterday, but Sarah Baum's still in. She's just qualified for the Olympics, and we had an autograph signing down at the beach today, and she was definitely a crowd favorite there. And so she'll be in action early tomorrow morning. I think she's second heat of the day. And she's looking very, very good. She had an incredible first heat, got some great scores. So, we're supporting her all the way, and hopefully she can take out the title this year.
Oh, fabulous. And obviously it's important to have good brand ambassadors because they carry the flag and they represent the ethos of what it is that you produce. Well selected, I would imagine, and the competition this year has been fierce. Certainly the level of performance has been extraordinary. I think everyone that's been down has been impressed. And it hasn't been the easiest of surf, but it's been magnificent from a spectator point of view, because that's when it really becomes exciting. So where do you from here? How long do you anticipate staying with the game?
Well, I mean, I hope we can stay with the Bolito Pro as long as possible. I mean, it's an incredible event for us. It's our biggest marketing activation for the year. And it's a long event. I mean, there's many activations and events within the Bolito Pro Festival. We start with the juniors, the under 12s, under 14s, up to under 18s, then the pro juniors, the under 20s. And then we've had a parasurfing activation at Bathers Beach next to the event. We've had a Woman of the Wave activation, which went off really, really well. The girls loved getting together for that, and they met Tasha Mentasti, who runs the WSL, spent a morning with her and with our team riders. And then the skate jam, and it was an incredible night. We had probably the biggest skate jam we've had so far. We had skaters from all over South Africa come and compete with 20,000 rand prize money, and that was a really cool event to watch. And now we're into the professional side of it, and we've got surfers from all over the world now in the Challenger Series. And I've been watching the Bolido Pro for years, even before we sponsored it, and I think we haven't had surf like this for about 10 years. You know, for 10 days in a row to have waves above 4 feet, ranging 4 to 6, sometimes 8 foot days, with offshore every day, it's just unbelievable. So yeah, we've had a very good event for waves.
And for those that want to take a memory of the event and the brand with them, do you have a range of Bolido Pro gear that is available at the store?
Yeah, we've made a very cool collection this year around the tagline Konke Kulu Shlaza, and talking to the sustainability and ocean awareness. You know, as an iconic surf brand, there's been various initiatives like the Sea Odyssey campaign and the Ocean Mission campaign, and now the Blue Capsule, which really talks to sustainability. So all the product for the Bolido Pro this year is made from recycled cotton, and another further process called Reprieve, where we take plastic bottles from the oceans and landfills and make it into durable fibers and create board shorts out of old plastic bottles. So there's a lot of recycling. You know, there's recycled swing tags, recycled poly bags. So, you know, we've really tried to raise awareness to the sustainability side of the sport and to protect the planet and our playgrounds, which is the ocean.
That's a perfect opportunity for you to take a piece of Bolido and O'Neill and the Pro with you wherever you go, supporting the initiative, supporting the planet, and supporting a great brand that is 100% behind local surf and international surf, and just enjoying, in fact, the whole ethos, if you like, of Konke Kulu Shlaza. My very special guest on the afternoon show, Paul Canning, brand manager for O'Neill. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks very much for having me.
And the afternoon show continues with Camila Cabello at a tune called Consequences.